Hallelujah, amen. In the name of Jesus, welcome to part 12 of Better and New and Living Way. This part is about our life is safe with God. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19 to 20. We can be completely sure about those God's good things that we hope to receive. That keeps our thoughts strong, because we know that our life is safe with God. It is like an anchor that keeps a ship safe. When we hope like that, we know that we will one day arrive in God's special place in heaven. That is like a special place behind the curtain in the tabernacle. Jesus has already gone in there. He has gone there before us on our behalf. He has become our special priest forever in the same way that Melchizedek was God's priest. Hebrews chapter 7 about Melchizedek. Melchizedek was God's betrothed and a special person, and God chose him because he was so faithful and he was so love and true. God gave him authority to be a high priest. And a lot of things also happened in this world. God let the leader of world here Melchizedek in a very hidden way, and all of them become guided and do good thing for their people. And Abraham also made a fight, and when Melchizedek blessed him, he received tenth of whatever Abraham heritages to Melchizedek. Another priest were Levites, and the Levites priests were very necessary part of God's law for Israel people. But those priests could not make the people completely right with God. If they had been possible, the Levite priests could have continued their work. But we see that God has chosen a different kind of priest to serve him. That priest is not someone from Aaron's family as the Levites were. Instead, he is a priest in the same way that Melchizedek was God's priest. When there is a change in the kind of priest like that, there must also be a change in the law. It is the Lord Jesus Christ that the Bible speaks about. In this way as God's a special priest, but he belonged to a different tribe. He is not a Levite. Nobody else from his tribe ever served God as a priest. We know that our Lord came from Judah's tribe. Moses never said that priest could come from Judah's tribe. So we see that the old law has changed. Hallelujah, amen. Jesus is a different kind of priest. Jesus became God's priest because of his powerful life that nothing could ever destroy. The Bible speaks about him as a priest like this. You will be a priest forever in the same way that Melchizedek was God's priest. Hallelujah, amen. When Jesus became God's priest, God made a strong promise, and God said, the Lord God has promised this strongly. He will not change his mind. You will be a priest forever. Hallelujah, amen. Jesus is the kind of a special priest that we need. He completely belongs to God. He has never done anything wrong. He is completely good and clean. He is separate from everyone who does wrong things. Jesus, they disturb. They disturb all the time. We are unit, Jesus. They divide us. They hold the time talk inside my thinking. They keep my understanding. And they talk inside my thinking and hurt all the time. And send a lot of dirty shit because they will divide me and you. Jesus, they will make you be alone with this idiot to push you down in front of them by making compromise. You don't do that, Jesus. They take me from you. They take you from me and destroy everything all the time. We are unit, Jesus. You do something with our marriage and do not let this idiot touch it or find it. Please. Jesus is the kind of a special priest that we need. He completely belongs to God. He has never done anything wrong. He is completely good and clean. He is separate from everyone who does wrong things. God has raised him up to the most important individual place in heaven. Jesus is not like the Levite priest. He needs to offer sacrifice to God every day. First, they offer sacrifices so that God will forgive their own sins. Then they offer sacrifices on behalf of the other people so that God will forgive their sins too. But Jesus offered one sacrifice for all time. That sacrifice was himself. In the old agreement, Moses' laws decide who will become a special priest because those men are weak. Then they often do wrong things, but God's very strong promise came after the law that he gave to Moses. With that promise, God chose his son to be his special priest. He says, and his son has become everything that God wants him to be completely and forever. Hallelujah. Amen. Then it is very important to understand the meaning of sacrifice. A lot of people do sacrifice, but they don't know exactly the meaning of that sacrifice. And God helps them. God send them a person who knows, who is good enough, that make complete and combine that sacrifice with a lot of prayer. And in Old Covenant, it was so that they killed an animal and took the blood and as a sacrifice to the God and let God forgive him and his family. Jesus came and Jesus sacrificed himself to save the human from all Satan and his demons' bad action and that bad purpose. And God accepted Jesus' sacrifice and let Jesus defeat the dead. And God raised him from the dead in the third day. And in that 2 days, Jesus was in the dead place. Then Jesus could feel and experience the pain there. And he fought it. And he defeated with a lot of prayer, God's prayer, who has God learned us the prayer. And they became free and happy. And we are free and we are going to be raised also after our death. Aram at war with the kings. Aram was another person, a betrothed person, and he made the war with a lot of kings who fought against another kings. And Aram saw a lot of people who was who sacrificed, and they were in trouble. And Aram helped them to defeat the other kings. And Aram's nephew Lot was living in Sodom at that time, so they took him away from there and everything that belonged to him. And they, in that time in Old Covenant, when people fight with each other, they took everything when they defeated or make a victory over the another, they took all their belongings. And but in Christianity, we don't do the same. It is different. And
Jesus has avoid to fight
against another people, and we should trust, and we should learn each other and help each other from mistakes. Abraham and Melchizedek is that Melchizedek also was the king of Salem, and he was a priest of the Most High God. He brought out the bread and wine for Abraham. He blessed Abraham. He said, I pray that the Most High God, who made heaven and earth, will bless Abraham. Praise the Most High God. He has given you power on your enemies, over your enemies. After that, Abraham gave Melchizedek a tenth of the part of everything. Then the king of Sodom said to Abraham, give back to me all my people, take everything else for yourself. But Abraham said to the king of Sodom, I have made a strong promise to the Lord, the Most High God, who made heaven and earth. I promised that I would not take anything that belonged to you. I will not take the smallest thing, not even a piece of string or part of a shoe. Then you will never be able to say, I made Abraham become rich. I myself would accept only the food that my young men have eaten. Hallelujah. Amen. Then we know that how people try to rescue themselves from debt to each other, to another, that they cannot be in debt or in owe to another, only being owe to God. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 20. Jesus has already gone in there. He has gone there before us on our behalf. He has become our special priest forever in the same way that Melchizedek was God's priest. God made a promise to Abraham many years ago. God used the authority of his own name to show that his promise was true. He did that because there was nobody greater than God himself. His name showed that the promise was very serious. And those two things can never change. God cannot tell a lie. As a result, we can be brave and strong. We have trusted God to keep us safe with him. We should also expect to receive the good things that he has promised to give us. Hallelujah. Amen. Then also God confirmed that Jesus was in the heaven, and he knew exactly how he as a human in this world can return to the heaven in behalf of us. And he went the whole way, the whole process from his resurrection, from his crucifixion and resurrection and ascending. And he fulfilled all those process and with God's prayer and God's commandment in his pocket. And he raised from the dead and then ascended to the heaven. And he learned us and he made the way for all of us. Hallelujah, amen. Hebrews chapter 9, the old agreement that the and the tabernacle, God's Holy Spirit was showing that the most holy place was not yet open to everyone, while the tent with its first room was still there. Those were the rules for people to worship God. This is like a picture that means something for us today. It teaches us about the gifts and sacrifices that people offered to God to worship Him. When someone gave those things to God, it could not make him clean again in his mind. The old rules taught people about different kinds of food and drink. They taught about how people should wash in a special way. Those rules were about people's body. They had authority only until the time when God would make things new and better. Hallelujah. Amen. It was the old agreement and the tabernacle. God's new agreement is but the blood of Christ's sacrifice will do much more than that one in Old Covenant. Christ offered himself to God in the power of his Spirit who lives forever. That sacrifice was completely good. There was no wrong thing in Christ. Jesus did this. He offered his own blood to make us completely clean inside ourselves. We no longer have to do things that lead to death. Instead, we can serve the God who lives forever. So, by Christ's death, God brings a new agreement between him and his people. God's people receive from him the good things that will be with them forever. God has promised to give those things to the people that he has chosen. Christ's death has made them free from their sins. God will no longer punish them like the first agreement says should happen. Then we must be very proud and very honored, and we are in awe, Jesus and God, about their beautiful revelation and action to restore people to the kingdom of God and also be free and help them have a sin-free and peaceful life in the most heavenly name of God. Hallelujah, amen. We see that God does not forgive people for their sins unless there is blood from a dead. Hallelujah, amen. Christ sacrifice on the cross, the tabernacle and the things that were in it needed animal's blood to make them clean. That was a picture of the true place in heaven where people worship God. But the true things in heaven need better sacrifices to make them clean than the sacrifices of animals. Christ did not go into a holy place that people had made on earth. A place like that is only a picture of the true place in heaven. No, Christ went into heaven itself where God is. Now he is there with God and he speaks to God on our behalf. The leader of the priest here on earth goes into the most holy place every year. Each time he takes with him the blood of an animal and he offers it to God. But when Christ went into heaven to offer himself to God, he did not do that again and again. To do that, he would need to die again and again, many times since the world began. No, Christ has appeared just once. He has appeared now, when time is near its end. He came and he died as a sacrifice. In that way, he has removed the power of sin. Every person must die once. After death, God will judge each person. Christ also died only once as a sacrifice. In this way, he took God's punishment for the sins of many people. Christ will return to earth a second time, but that will not be a sacrifice for sins. That time he will come to save those people who are waiting patiently for him. Hallelujah, amen. Then we have learned how how we can make our life safe with God. Then we have learned that we must make a sacrifice, and Jesus has we Christian Jesus has already sacrificed. And what we should to do is be all in God and Jesus, and also worship God and Jesus, and also obey Jesus and obey God's commandments, and be awakened and be aware and do not commit sin, only stay strongly in the path, Jesus' path, and ask all the time that Jesus shouldn't leave us alone. And hold the time, keep our hand and lead us. Hallelujah. Amen. Go in peace and happiness. See you in the next part.